Hello and welcome to episode 69 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I am Jeffrey. And Brian's already gone. All right.
I was laughing when you were driving and you're like, Brian, where you going? Like, God damn it. And you just kept talking and like, oh, at least you keep it up.
Yeah, I think, oh geez. Hey, there he is. And he still got his mic off though.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got Ray with us. Brian's gonna show up sooner or later.
I don't know what happened.
Major shutdown. Before we get going, first I'm gonna say that 69, yes, it's a childish thing, but numerology, it's threes. And it's the
here we go. You're gonna bring up, we switched to that topic already.
We can come back to that.
Sorry about that number.
Yeah, I say we can come back to that later. But Dvorak and Kari, I'm when I see it, I notice it. You know what I mean?
You thought I was crazy when I first brought it up.
It is crazy, but it is weird.
And you hear the jingle in your head too now, don't you?
33 is the magic number. It's even worse though, it's because everyone reinforces it with their donations, like 333.33. Like, oh my god. Let's go with a little bit of shameless promotion here for our show though. Do give us a like, do share us out if you think this kind of stuff is fun. We're just drinking beer, talking about what's going on, you know. It's all opinion.
We have a PayPal account now.
Yes, and we need to do something about that because that is an impossible name for anyone to ever be able to find.
I made it. We've got the short code too.
What now?
There's a short code for it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Is the short code longer than the actual name of the show?
I don't know. No, the short code's not longer than name.
Yeah, what is it? The Jeffrey and Brian Show is the PayPal account.
Yeah.
So if anyone is interested in throwing some money at us, maybe buy some equipment or even just pay for storage space. That's probably what most, actually pretty much anything that gets given to the show is going to pay for storage space, because I got a feeling we're not going to get enough from anybody ever, because no one's ever going to give us money.
Everything ever.
We've been doing this for like a decade, dude.
Well, dude, we just started asking for money the last couple months.
Well, we're not asking for money. We're actually just, we've been making jokes about it.
Donations about it.
Well, you got to get that merch going, you know?
I know. Well, that's a thing, too. And we're talking about all sorts of crazy stuff. I need to make certain we're going to do whatever we're going to do before I make t-shirts or something. I still think beer koozies are the way to go, but no one will see a beer koozie and go check out the show.
Unless you use a QR scan.
Ooh.
Well, no, I'm thinking, like, if someone's wearing a t-shirt out in public, someone might say, hey, what the hell is that? You know?
True.
Anyway, moving on. A great American hero, as much as I enjoy making fun of this guy.
Bob Dole.
Likes refer to himself in the third person. A lot of people like to make fun of him for holding that invisible pencil. A lot of people don't realize that he held that invisible pencil because he was severely wounded in World War II. War hero. He served 40 years, something like that. Yeah. I have it right here in front of me. I should have 36 years. And even Biden had nothing but good things to say about him. I mean, obviously, the guy, as much as we all like making fun of the guy, he really was a war hero, and he did serve the country.
He was. There's not many people that have served in the military in the government anymore, you know, in the House of Representatives or the Senate. So
no, what's his name though? The Green Beret. Yeah, who lost his eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I disagree with him a lot, but I respect the crap out of him because at least he has an argument behind his decisions when I disagree with him.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, Dole is 98. And it's funny because I mentioned it to my father. And he goes, oh, what got him? I was like, he was 98 years old. I was like, probably like six time kinds of cancer on, you know. Speaking of dead, we lost a seal.
A Navy seal. Commander.
A what now?
He was an officer.
Yeah, he was the team leader, right?
Yeah, he was the he was the CO of the unit.
Oh, commanding officer. Not the,
yeah, he was the commanding officer of SEAL Team 8.
Yeah. Training accident. Well, he fell from a helicopter fast roping. Fast
roping.
Dear God, what a. And it took him days
way to die.
Yeah, it took him days to die. Oh my God, he must have hit so hard. That my head to hurt. All that had to hurt so bad.
He was his whole family was at the Army Navy game today, and they all wore, the whole team had SEAL Team 8 patches on the uniforms and stuff. So
that's awesome. That is awesome. And they won, by the way. Navy beat Army.
Yes.
I saw some funny memes out there.
One of the few games, college games I actually watched. You
know? Yeah, I watch it every year. Is that, that's 2 years in a row Navy won?
No, we didn't win last year. It was a blowout last year.
Yeah, I saw a funny one that said the one I shared to the group, that the Army was only dressing 18 plays for the game. That the coaches are confident that the remaining players can dress themselves. Yeah, and I saw another one of a guy sitting on top of a horse, and it was like riding the horse around. This guy said, "Why are you riding the horse like that?" And it runs away, and he says, "It's not a horse; it's a unicorn." Go Navy! And I was like, "Oh, that's pretty funny too." But yeah, anyway, it's a big deal when someone dies in a training accident. Not that it's more tragic being a Navy SEAL, but those are not inexpensive to train.
No, he was a Naval Academy grad, and he actually had been in the Navy for over 20 years. So.
Yeah, he was 40 something, right?
Yeah.
43, I think it said.
Yeah, so.
I don't know what happens, but sometimes my messages pop up weirdly when I'm doing this stuff, and it really shouldn't show up, but it's almost always like telling me that we're live on Facebook like 10 minutes after we've already started.
Yeah, that's why people start talking, and once they get a certain amount of people, then they start like, you know, playing.
Ooh. Back to the shameless self-promotion. What are we doing about Christmas? I'm cool with whatever.
I brought it up briefly, and nobody wanted to talk about it.
I've been thinking about it the whole time. I don't have an answer. I can do a Christmas episode. I don't have to do
it. Well, if we were the No Agenda show, we would be doing a Christmas show.
I can do that.
We don't take holidays off.
Yeah, I could do that, but I'm going to want to do it maybe a half hour later. So I can make sure the baby's to bed. I know Ray doesn't approve of my my 20-month-old's bedtime.
What's that?
Right?
Huh?
I don't care. You do you. My wife is like
his baby's in bed already. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Our kid's still got 20 minutes before she's got to be. Cool thing is though, we bought one of these new Amazon LED bulbs that you can like control with your phone. And it changes colors and everything. So I set it to dark and ship at 8:30. The light turns red.
You should do it from sunset to sun up.
It's on a timer.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the TV gets shut off, the radio comes on, and she hangs out for two songs, then climbs in her bed by herself.
What is it, Dog Zero? What is it, Dog Zebra?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I go through and close some extra hatches and scuttles.
Make sure there's no lights coming out.
Oh, my God. Let's not start with swapping sea stories. Now let's talk about something fun that I could do now that I'm not in the Navy. This dispensary in Massachusetts. I don't know why they didn't contact Guinness Book, They made a giant pot brownie. Yeah, Norwood. Actually, Norwood's not that far from me. The largest tea. Huh?
Did you go get some of it?
Apparently, they're selling it to one guy.
What?
Yeah, some.
What's one guy going to do an 850-pound popper brownie?
You know, master party.
Is he going to freeze it for the rest of his life and take a little bit out of the freezer at a time?
Well, for any of our Australian listeners that may not be as familiar with pounds, I'm not. I know they use some of our units of measurement, like feet sometimes. I don't know when they do feet and meters, but anyway, 850 pounds is 385 kilograms.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's three. It's a yard by, it's a square yard by 15 inches deep, which is almost a meter by 38 centimeters.
Mm.
With 20,000 milligrams of THC in that thing.
Damn.
Yeah, they're selling it
whoever buys that will be able to stay high on that for decades.
Yeah, it's a medical customer they have, and they still haven't negotiated a price.
Damn.
What do you even try to eat that? Do you have a giant party? Or do you preserve it forever and just have the biggest pot brownie ever?
I think you preserve it forever and just...
You would have your cake instead of eat it.
Yeah.
I read this. I saw this pop up and I laughed so hard. I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. While we're talking about Massachusetts, a teacher did a TikTok thing talking about a campaign video for running for some kind of office. I think she's from Cambridge. Boo, boo, boo. Carrie McRae. She was five. Oh, there you go. She used to work at Hanover High School. Hanover Board is the town I live in. Back in September, when she was running a campaign to be on the Bourne School Committee. Bourne is at the bridge for Cape Cod. So I'm sure you guys know Cape Cod, right?
I've heard of it.
At least heard of it. It's the finger hook on the edge of Massachusetts that sticks out that makes it recognizable.
Yep.
She was running for office and they fired her for her campaign videos, and she's suing people and all sorts of stuff's going on. She's very anti CRT.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
that's obviously, the way to be these days, anti CRT.
Well, and that got her fired for being racist. Oh geez, wrong. I pulled the wrong switch. Wife, sorry about that. Wife used the chair more recently than I and set to her settings. All right. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting that she lost her job and she's suing them over it. And I try to do something local every week, and I found way too much stuff in Massachusetts this week.
You got the one for the Supreme, the U.S. Justice, the one I sent you for?
The Attorney General?
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, I was going to mention that because I had already had something in the on the Google Doc about that, but I hadn't seen that video.
Oh, yeah.
And she has a history of being a terrible, terrible human being. She threatens people all the time about writing them. She said she was going to write a ticket to this woman. It's like, what was she at the time, the DA or something like that?
Yeah. They're not supposed to write tickets.
No, exactly. DAs don't do any of that crap. And she's threatening people. And then the news crew showed up to her house to ask her about it. Now, this is what really bothered me. I've had a news crew show up to my house before and ask me questions.
Yeah.
That's what news crews do, right? Where do you contact someone besides the
front? No matter who you are. Yeah.
Yeah, especially, and then she made a big deal. Like, how do you know where I live? They're like, it's
public record.
Yeah, it's public record.
Yeah. I mean, you want to be a public politician, people going to know about things about you.
Yeah, she's, what's her name here? I can't even find her name. Rachel Rollins. Is it Rollins or Rollins? But anyway, she's the new.
Yeah.
She's the new U.S. Attorney General for Massachusetts. just got confirmed, and it took the vice president to break the vote, to break the tie, to get her into this position.
Damn.
Yeah, a lot of people are very upset. I can't believe Kamala Harris had to cast the deciding vote, you know?
Right.
That honestly doesn't happen that often when the vice president has to vote.
Biden had to yank one of his nominees this last week. I don't know if we got it in there or not, because she definitely wasn't going to get any support. So.
Oh, the commie?
Yeah.
The commie.
Yeah, I think I might have something in here.
No, she withdrew. She withdrew her her name from the...
Yeah, nominee. Because everyone said we can't have a communist.
It doesn't matter. She had no... Even in a Democrat-controlled Senate, she had no chance of getting confirmed. That's the only reason her name gets withdrawn.
That's why she got withdrew her name. She didn't get nominated. She just withdrew her name.
That's why Nancy Pelosi, nothing ever goes to vote in the House of Representatives unless they're sure of it passing. There's vote counters that go around and make sure they got the votes before they even bring it to the floor to vote on it.
Yeah, why bring it to the floor if you know you're going to lose anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. Unless you want to do a test to see who's with you or not.
They're doing that behind the scenes already.
But anyway, back to this Rollins or whatever. This is some stuff she did when she was working in Massachusetts as DA. She wasn't charging on these certain crimes. Shoplifting and other things that are usually charged as larceny, but are basically shoplifting.
Sounds similar to San Francisco.
Yeah, larceny under $250, disorderly conduct. Some of these I kind of agree with, honestly, like drug possession, a standalone resisting arrest charge. Like, if you've only been arrested on resisting arrest, I agree. Maybe that should be thrown out immediately. But she's got a whole breaking and entering. Well, okay, the breaking and entering's not bad. That one's if there's a vacant property.
Trespassing.
Yeah, trespassing.
Yeah, but she was quickly to call the news crew, like, hey, you trespassing with property. I'm going to call the cops on you.
Yeah. The one that said this isn't an issue.
Yeah.
The one here that really got me is wanton or malicious destruction of property. It's like, I can come to your house and be pissed off at you and beat your car with a baseball bat. And I might get arrested, but I'm going to get released and not face charges. And that just seems absolutely insane to me, you know?
Well, so you know what happened in New York with the Christmas tree, no?
I meant to put something in the list about that, where they lit the Fox News Christmas tree on fire.
Yeah, he's out again.
How is that not an act of terrorism?
Dude, he's out again. He got released a couple of days later.
And even, I don't know.
They got a no cash bond system, bail system in New York, you know?
Yeah.
You just get out. Unless it's a major, major crime, you're out that same day.
Yeah, I'm still not sure where I stand on cash bond. I understand the idea is that you come back to court, so you get your money back. But that's not how most states do it now anyway. I don't know. It seems like if you're presumed innocent until guilty, you better provide some serious, serious evidence to be able to keep them in jail awaiting trial, is the way I see it. It should take exceptional evidence to keep someone, to hold someone, period, at all, I think. Because you're presumed innocent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you disagree with me, and I know you do.
Yeah, but at the same time, you presume innocent to proven guilty. But you like that person that lit the Christmas tree on fire, you know, it's like, what's gonna stop him to do it again, you know? Like,
That's what I'm saying, is I still don't know where I stand on this, because it's
well, usually when you post bail, you have to put bail bondsman. You just have to, what is it, 10% of it, and put out the rest.
That's a state by state issue. Like sometimes you have to go through a bail bondsman. Sometimes you could just put your house up.
Yeah.
Saying, so I'll come back to trial you, or else you get my house. You know what I mean? And the idea is that it's supposed to be enough that you were definitely coming back to trial. but it's not supposed to cripple you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the issue is we're crippling a lot of people with bail money.
No, but most of the people that get a lot of high-time bails are usually commit crazy crimes.
Rittenhouse was had like $1 million bond.
That was political.
He still sat in jail for 87 days.
Yeah, that was political persecution. They said it was
for his own safety. We've talked about this on the show.
You can say for all your own safety all you want, but that sounds very fascistic. You know? Sorry. We're getting way off topic already. This is what we
do. Let's go back. Look, what were we talking about?
We're still talking about Massachusetts, Boston, actually.
Massachusetts, yeah.
What's funny is I read this article about how they opened a Let's Go Brandon store in Massachusetts. What's even better is they say, we don't know if there's another one. I know as a fact there's another one because this one on the other side of the town on the other side of my town. Because like the one where the teacher got fired, then the other side of the town is the next town.
Uh-huh.
They have a Let's Go Brandon store. And it's all just stupid merch. It's hilarious. I've been in there. I was almost peed my pants at the sunglasses, t-shirts, sneakers.
Damn.
You need to get the stickers so you can start putting it on gas pumps.
Oh, you saw the picture sent you guys? People getting upset, ripping out the Biden stickers out?
Yeah.
Kathy was telling me about one gas station that put on Facebook, and they put signs up next to the Let's Go Brandon stickers that said, if you don't like them, go get gas someplace else. Don't rip them off. That's vandalism. We're going to still prosecute.
It is vandalism. That's true. You can't just go putting stickers on other people's
products. No, they wanted the stickers. They put the stickers on themselves. And they told other people not to take them off.
Well, they put the stickers on their own pumps and someone else took them off?
Yeah. They thought, don't take it off.
No, that is vandalism to take them off then. Because I was going to say, putting them on someone else's pump, that is vandalism, technically speaking. You're defacing someone else's property.
Yeah. But taking it off, the sticker that they put on is vandalism too.
Yeah. Oh, that's even better. I'm glad to hear that. That makes me think that possibly that most of these people have permission from these gas stations to do it then.
Yeah. Well, probably they wanted to put it themselves.
Yeah, well, I have noticed that at a couple places, some of them pop up and they're gone within a day.
Yeah. Mm.
But there's one place that always has them. It makes me think that the store, exactly.
The owners are doing
that. The owner put it there.
Yeah.
We need to get like the giant sticker. Like, you know how the guys that show you the price, get like a giant sign to buy to say, I did that.
If you are interested in setting that up, I actually know a company that makes signs for exactly that kind of stuff. I actually applied to them to work.
Yeah, I think that would be hilarious.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of stuff they do. Is you could put an actual chest up. If I'm pointing at the chevron sign that says 416 the gallon.
No, I was listening to this guy that he does a lot of historical Greek and Roman stuff, historical stuff.
Yeah.
And they had a conversation about like the last how was the Obama administration. And they're really smart guys, they're talking about things that happened back in those years. Like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah, type of scenario. And they're like, they're talking like, I don't know how white people consider how relates Joe Biden increasing the gas prices. He had nothing to do with it. Like, dude, that was the first thing he signed, like, when he got elected. Or, like, when he signed into office, he closed the pipeline. And that's what started the trickle, the domino effect for the price to go up.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that goes into the cost of a gallon of gasoline, a lot.
Yeah, but
the president absolutely has a giant role in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I was amazed. Like, you just cannot corral, put it together that he's the one that costs it,
Well, obviously not. That would make him look stupid and unqualified.
Yeah, but you know what? The guys are really smart and really, talk about history. They were talking about a lot of things I thought they were right-wingers for a while, but then start talking about things they're kind of left-leaning, but they just cannot put it together that Joe Biden is the one that caused the gas price to go up, you know. So,
well, he didn't do it per se. He gets blamed for it. It's his economic policies and his economic team that, and you know, they're willing to spend trillions of dollars on stuff that we don't really need. That's causing the the inflation to go through the roof.
Yeah, well, you affect the gas prices, you're gonna affect everything else, you know, because everything gets hauled in.
Yeah, it's a trucked in thing, you know.
Yeah. And now you're going to close the pipeline. Guess a lot of hauling is going to be for a fuel truck now instead of like a rapid stream of fuel coming through a pipe, you know.
But well, the Russians are allowed to have a pipeline. Why aren't we?
Yeah. Biden said it was okay for them to have a pipeline.
I don't know. Probably he got something going on with Tesla, because if you can afford gas, buy a Tesla. Like, hold on. If I can afford like $20 on gas, what make you think I'm going to be able to afford a $40,000, $50,000 vehicle?
Yeah. When I heard that, I was like, then buy a Tesla if you can't afford gas. I was like, you want me to buy an $80,000 vehicle? Because
I think you're a little low on your price, Ray, on the Teslas.
I'm sorry. I don't buy. I'm not looking for Tesla.
Gas-powered cars are in the $40,000, $50,000 range now.
Exactly. You're starting at 60 for an electric car.
Just to show you, it was the last time I bought a vehicle.
And don't, not to mention, it's one thing. You're constantly aware of your fuel costs when you put gasoline in your car, right?
Yeah.
Your electric bill is just going to go up for the most part charging an electric car.
Yeah, they don't even realize where the electricity comes from. Coal and fucking power plants. Nuclear power plants, if we got any. I don't know if we do.
Nuclear is clean. We should make it all nuclear.
I know, but they're just too scared of the nuclear power plants.
They actually, for the first time ever in a laboratory, so like in a real laboratory, finally did a fusion reaction that produced more energy than it cost to make happen.
Yeah.
Hey, well, they got more energy out of it than they put in. That's they literally got free energy out of this thing.
But the one thing I don't what happened to the hydrogen fuel, man? That was the most cleaning and most abundant thing we could have used. Hydrogen fuel.
Hydrogen's good, but the problem with hydrogen is it floats away.
Yeah.
And it explodes. Dear God, hydrogen. Huh?
Gas too.
No, but I'm just saying hydrogen. I'm sure I've mentioned this on the show at least way back in the day. For a long time, I was doing this electrolysis thing. I was separating water molecules. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Brian's like, oh crap, here we go again.
It's fine.
But I was separating these water molecules by running, you know, a charge through it and basically breaking the molecular bonds into hydrogen and oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to pump it into an engine, an internal combustion engine, and burn it. And the idea was the exhaust would be water, because the oxygen would recombine with the hydrogen and be water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the idea behind running an engine on water. A lot of people think that you just pour in water in your gas tank, but it's way more complicated than that. You need a giant energy source to be able to do this electrolysis anyway.
Yeah, but I'm talking about hydrogen. But it'd
be
fuel.
Perfectly clean.
Mm.
Yeah, I ended up blowing up an engine. Hydrogen was way too explosive. I didn't have a good metering device.
Anyways, moving on. That's
back to Let's Go Brandon.
Yeah. Virginia, back in the news.
Oh, it's international news too now.
Is it really?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
That they won, or
yeah, first place.
They lost. They took away their
stripped reward it.
Because it was too political
for a nonprofit organization.
Do the sailboat, the holiday boat race, the boat show anymore because of it?
Well, that someone winning with a political message isn't the same thing as the organization being political itself, is it?
Mm.
Well, apparently they get a lot of their money from donations, and they're feeling like that it's going to piss off a lot of people left or right, you know, when they start doing that. So
I get it, but I mean, if you're doing a contest and people enter it, you shouldn't be disqualified for having a political message, especially as Virginia is voting out all of their Democrats.
That doesn't mean there's not a lot of Democrats around. So
Democrats don't donate. You know this. They want taxes. They want to increase taxes to pay for the stuff. They don't donate. You're not cutting anyone's freaking pocket off by pissing off more Democrats. All right. Yeah, it is funny that they took away their title for it.
Yeah, I've been listening to them. The boat owner called the local radio station to talk about it and stuff like that.
But, oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. The guys, like, I listened to AM 790, and there's a local couple, well, not a male and a guy.
AM 790?
Yeah.
WNIS.
What the heck?
Okay, all right. Apparently, it's a decent. They got some decent stuff. If both you guys, I was listening to AM for a little while when I was working welding, and it was only at a specific shop because Rush Limbaugh is on at a certain time.
Right. Yeah, but this is local, so they talk about a lot of local stuff. So, and I like it because I'm aware of what's going on, and they talk about a lot of political. Like, hey, this is what they're gonna book. This is what they're talking about. So I'm aware of it. You know.
Yeah,
because everything, all the news, all they do is international. Like, it's nice to know what's going on in Tennessee or over there. But you know what? I need to know what's going on in my neighborhood. You know?
Tennessee's not international.
That's what I'm, you know what I mean? Like, all the state, you know, national. Well, national and international.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You gotta be on the local level to actually affect your actual life.
Yeah, That's how the Democrats keep winning, because everybody else just keep talking like national and international, but yeah, you local, you're getting messed up, you know?
Well, a big way that the Democrats keep winning a lot of stuff is that the Democrats campaign in cities, and your average Democrat voter lives in the suburbs or the country. And where I can hit 100 doors in 2 hours, maybe, just an example, in like Boston or New York City in an apartment complex, I could hit 50 doors in 2 hours in even a suburban urban sprawl scenario. You know what I mean? There's no one knocking on doors for the Republicans. And that's a big part of it, is no one saying, hey, well, let's just talk about what's going on. You know, what's bothering you? What's good? You know?
Well, now New York City illegals, well, not illegals, but non-citizen votes now.
That, not in our federal elections, though, right?
No, just local, but still.
I understand the logic behind it. Now, is this green card holders?
Yeah.
Like permanent residents or illegal immigrants that aren't documented?
No, permanent residents.
I kind of understand why local government might want to let them vote, to be fair.
So how will you run a federal election and a local election? Would it be these separate ballots, or who's to tell they're not doing it, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You would have to do them on separate ballots when they come around at the same time.
Oh, they have to go a separate precinct, you know, like, hey, they don't count on this vote, you know?
No, I think you're right, though. They'd have to... or have a separate, when it comes time for like a presidential election or even a Senate election nationally, when you present your identification to vote, you're only handed the ballot that you're allowed to vote on. Of course, they're probably not carding people either.
Who's to say this is not the gateway drug for, like, you know, national election, you know?
Well, I don't think anyone really wants to let just anyone walk in and vote.
That's not what the Democrats are doing.
I don't see how that would be beneficial to them in any way.
Well, what's the point of becoming an American citizen? You already can vote. If you're not, you know, for your local election, your local state.
Well, if you're going to let people vote who aren't even documented, like you're saying that you think they want to do, it's like,
Just
well, they're not, I mean, they're not even paying tax.
San Francisco already did this, but they went a different route. They only let people vote on school board elections.
That's even better, actually. That's even lower level. That's like super local and just because your children. Sense
because they've got students in the school system, so that they shouldn't necessarily have a say in what goes on in the school board.
They also have children in the United States. I mean, they get a say in who's president.
That'll never stand up in the Supreme Court.
No, but this comes down to a 10th Amendment, I think.
But what about your voice? Does it count in your state? Like, hey, you know what? I don't think this is right. You know, do they water down your vote in that state or city?
The way I see it is,
you know what? They're not citizen yet, so they don't got like the skin of the game. You know, so if it doesn't work out their way, you know what? I'm just gonna leave. You know, all right, cool. You're not a citizen.
Yep. It's not always so easy to just leave, but I hear what you mean. Quote, permanent residents, you know, visas and green card holders, they mm-hmm. typically are established and doing well, and they actually can just up and leave if it falls apart. You know, like, you know, your Indian immigrants, you know, they're becoming like doctors and entrepreneurs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your Korean, your Chinese immigrants, you know, legal immigrants, they're running, they're titans of industry. To be fair, we don't let everyone in legally. And the people we do let in, we make sure that they're good and they're going to be beneficial to the country, not a burden.
Well, you know what? I know some illegal people. They've been here for like 20 years. They haven't even bothered trying to get a green card. Like, what's the point? And like, so what are you here for? Like, you're not going to even try, you know?
You're going to turn them in?
No, but just saying, like, don't be... like, why are you here for? You know, if you're not going to be trying to become a citizen, you know, because
don't you want to be allowed to legally be able to own a gun?
No, they don't care. Like, whatever. They just, you know, they just do their time. Like, so I know one of my uncles, he working here and get some money and left. You know, he was happy.
Well, but they,
it was, he was illegal. So, you know.
Did he pay taxes? I mean,
no.
What got me was a lot of people said, "Well, they pay taxes like you and I." I was like, "No, they buy stuff. There's a tax. Like, they're not paying an income tax."
Yeah,
I was like, "And if they are, whose Social Security number did they steal?" Yeah. You know, well, you can get an employee ID number, but you need to file paperwork with the government to get one.
Yeah.
For a little while there, I looked into what do they call when you remove your Social Security number? What is it term for when you like you're a new, you remove yourself from the Social Security number system, so you're not enumerated? You can do that. Sovereign citizens weirdos do it.
I didn't know that. So you don't have to pay Social Security anymore.
I think you still have to pay Social Security tax.
Isn't that like what Wesley Snipes or
no? No, he wasn't paying income tax. No, he wasn't paying income tax.
Prison.
Oh, now trying to pay Social Security, but yeah, I looked into it, getting rid of my Social Security number and going with an employee ID number, and I was like, "What the hell is the difference? It's still a number attached to me that follows me everywhere I work." You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, "It's the same difference."
Well, okay, you know Will Smith went through the same trouble with the Wesley
Snipes. That's it, Will Smith, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, Wesley Snipes was tax evasion. Whenever they make a movie, they get paid. They don't get a tax withhold or anything like that. They get everything paid off, billions of dollars.
They have to pay out of their out of their pocket when taxes come due.
Yeah, so when they don't know nothing any better, they spend all their money like, "Oh shoot, I'm in debt." So that's what Will Smith happened to him. And that's, he needed another job. And he was a rapper. So he became a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air because he needed money for this tax. Because
he spent all the money from his record with DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Come on, man.
Yeah. So he needed to need another job. So he was riding the bus for a while.
Yeah, dude, man. Parents just don't understand. Huh?
The bus to Bel Air. All
right. Fresh Prince of Bel Air riding the bus.
Apparently, Hawaii, back on topics here. Apparently, Hawaii got nailed with some rain. State of emergency amount of rain. Is this that blizzard that was supposed to happen?
I think so.
Wait, but oh, how long ago was it we talked about the blizzard?
It was last week.
It was last week?
Yeah.
For some reason, yeah, I thought Ray was talking about that, but you were...
No, I'm the one that posted this.
Okay, so that's why then.
But this is not the first time in Hawaii, I guess, no. Like, once in a while, you see it like, oh, you know, this year the 50 state got snow, you know, like, what? You know, and people don't, they just blew it off. But it's common. Hold up, I got to go.
Is Hawaii tropic?
Yeah, it's tropic, but they also have mountains. So there's, you know, I guess they have a chance to get snow in the mountains.
Well, not snow, 15 inches of rain. Like, that happens in the tropics, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, it was nasty. Like, people were getting stuck in, like, feet of mud. It's pretty gross. This next one here, actually, I saw this last week, and I thought about putting it on the list. And then Ray
put it on the list, too, so...
Yeah, well, yeah, then I think Ray did put it in the group.
Yeah.
The group chat we do. And I was like, all right, I guess it is time to talk about this.
And I don't know if I added a new, we can start this one, but then something today or yesterday happened with the CEO that we can add on to it too, so.
Well, I'm sorry, I was distracted completely by reading my stupid notifications on Facebook.
Okay.
About this show.
Nice.
Well, I've noticed that sometimes your buddy will comment, or even Ray will comment while we're doing the show.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if we could keep up on that, but we would need someone put aside just to watch it, and we get like three comments maybe a show.
I haven't seen the comments yet, but I did.
Oh, no, I doubt we have one. I just noticed that a couple of people liked it.
I know that, well, yeah, Jeffrey... Or not, Ron's watching the show, and Kathy liked the post. And Kathy just shared the post, so.
There you go.
But, yeah, this guy thought this was the way to fire a bunch of people in this mortgage company. They've been around for a long while now, and they're...
That was pretty ballsy, dude.
He fires 900 employees via Zoom. Basically, he got on there and said, if you're on here... Screw you, you're gone as of right now.
Well, to be fair, at least now, to be fair, he's taken all the heat for this because he did it to everyone else versus having 75 different managers fire everybody. You know what I mean?
He's taken so much heat that he's taken an indefinite leave of absence from the company.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, dang. That was the thing that came out in the last day or two was... He is no longer the CEO of the company for this foreseeable future.
So that topic too. He fired the diversity team, the diversity hire team too. I was like, man,
yeah, but now he's not even the CEO of the company.
Now people know what you do at work, you know, with everything you have to log in, you know, show what you do for work and stuff like that. So, yeah, you're going to be under a microscope all the time, you know.
But this company is in the process of going through a merger with another company. And so this is always the way to make their bottom line look better by getting rid of so many employees.
Well, I mean, you got to do what you got to do to stay afloat as a company, but it just seems like there's a better way to do it than that. You know what I mean?
Zoom?
Yeah.
People getting fired via Zoom. Jeffrey Toobin should be on the top of that list.
Yeah. Chris Cuomo was fired.
Well, are we going to get to that? He's suing. He might be suing CNN.
Oh, he already is. He wants his severance package. He wants the remainder of his pot. They're going to break out. I guarantee there's an ethics clause in there.
There is.
And that's what CNN's going to use to be their backstop to get out of it.
I think he's bluffing, but he basically is going to say that Zucker is the guy, Jeff Zucker, that owns CNN or whatever, runs CNN.
Yeah, runs it. Yeah.
Was aware of all of this the entire time.
Well, CNN's
going to. And that'll completely discredit CNN 100%, especially
how far you got on the last No Agenda show. But CNN is in the process of being bought by Discovery.
I heard that actually. And, I did not bother looking it up though.
One of the president of Discovery came out and said he'd like the CNN to go back to having journalists again.
Yes.
So that means Chris Cuomo's gone, and they think Jake Tapper will be like the main journalist.
Then they have to fire Don Lemon after that whole.
It's coming. It's coming.
After that Jussie Smollett thing. We'll get into that because that's actually on the list.
Yeah, this list is long as hell, boo.
It is, and there's a lot of stuff that wasn't related, but I managed to try to make it flow in this first block before I get into topics.
Well, our second Virginia topic of the night.
See, I should have put that with the other one in Virginia. It's a lot of reading to do.
That I'm representative in Hampton, Virginia, in the state by a Republican.
Oh, that's why I didn't. That's why I didn't move this one, because I don't have access to this because I'm not I don't have a subscription.
You can move it in the document.
I did move it in the document, but I didn't know it was about Virginia. I would have put it next to the other Virginia stuff. I couldn't read the article. It doesn't say Virginia on it.
Okay.
It says Pennsylvania.
Yeah, he's my peninsula. Representative in the House of Representatives in Virginia.
Okay. So what happens?
I mean, that means that the House in Virginia will now be controlled by the Republicans by 2 votes.
Oh, they're going to give him the seat?
Yep. He won the recount.
And did they?
And so did another Republican down in Virginia Beach. They won their recount too. So
hold on. First of all, the Republicans completely there was a giant red wave in Virginia last time anyway. Yeah. And now 2 other guys showed up to say they have won, but there was a bad count.
No, they did win.
That's what I'm saying. But there's a bad count. They didn't think they did it first.
No, they did now. The Democrats initiated the
recount. Oh, it was a confirmation. I thought. Yeah. My mistake.
Yeah.
A confirmation count. My mistake. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. There it says recount confirms. Yeah. Sorry. Well, so what? You're right. Mention. I was just confused because I was stupid. And you said there were 2?
Yep.
Do you want to move on? This is a good time to move to an actual topic.
We got topics?
Oh, I know. We got this whole, I got a whole Biden block, a Corona block.
Johnny the Walrus.
Well, I was going to say, we could move into something that we could talk about for like 20 minutes. They come back to this stuff, but that's right. Matt Walsh. You familiar with Matt Walsh?
Isn't he the guy from the America's Most Wanted show?
From what?
No.
America's Most Wanted?
Daily Wire.
No, Matt Walsh is a Daily Wire contributor. Okay. He works with Ben Shapiro and Michael Knowles. He doesn't actually work with them, but he works for Ben Shapiro.
Right.
He's actually, I listen to Ben Shapiro and Michael Knowles almost daily. Michael Knowles is a little too Catholic-y for me.
You're Catholic.
Yeah, but he pushes it like he's the Holy Spirit.
You like your little sin at the side?
Yeah, exactly. Like I have to pay penance to Michael Knowles. But Matt Walsh is even more Catholic. He's like you'll burn in hell forever for this.
God damn. He, I don't know if I fucking listen to that.
That's why I don't listen to him. Mm. But he wrote a book. What's it called? Something the Walrus?
Yeah, the
Johnny the Walrus.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this kid who has got this crazy imagination, and he thinks he pretends he's a walrus. Yeah. And his mom was like, "Oh yeah, this is cute. Let's play," you know, everything. But her friends on social media told her that he's really a walrus stuck in a human body, and she has to treat him like a walrus.
Mm.
It's number one on the LGBTQ AARP list.
Damn.
You know, I say that every single time. That's only the second time anyone's ever said something about that. Claire was the other one. The Dirty Tranny was the other one who said, did I catch an AARP at the end there? I do that every single time with that alphabet soup.
All right, where do you want to go next?
Well, I just think it's hilarious that this guy's like, the book was basically saying, don't block your 5-year-old's hormones because Billy likes to put a dress on and wear mama's shoes. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it's number one, the best part, and it's even better, is because it's not the LGBTQIAARP group that's buying the book. But it's categorized as that. And that's even funnier. He's got the number one best-selling book on the entire topic right now. As a children's book.
Okay.
Now, to be fair, a lot of those purchases were probably people like me that thought it was hilarious. No, I didn't buy one, though. But all right, tell me about... Speaking of... See what I did here? I tried to make this shit flow. We're moving right in from a transgender book into transgender athletes. Tell me all about this, Brian.
Well, the University of Penn has a man.
Oh, I thought it was Penn State. I didn't realize it was Pennsylvania University.
Penn State. Yeah, that's probably it.
Oh, the different schools, I believe.
He actually was a swimmer for Penn State. For 3 years, took a year off, and then came back as a girl. And now he's shattering records, swimming records, as a girl. And other teammates in public, they're being rah-rah, you know, this is great for the team, great for this college and stuff like that. But behind the scenes, they're saying this is going to ruin girls sports altogether.
You say that, let's be a little classy. Let's call it women's sports. This all is right. College, right? You know, they're not 16.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. This person competed as a swimmer for 3 years as a man.
Right.
Well, we've had the Dirty Tranny talk about this, about sports. It's just, it's an unfair advantage for a long time. Especially having trained as a dude. Now, swimming, I'll be fair, is a little different than most other sports because your bone density doesn't help you swimming.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, what is that? One of these races beat the second place finisher by like 38 seconds or something?
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, and people are coming out and saying, "Hey, this ain't right." You know, the coach is on board. Apparently, I was listening to
Coach just want to win
Buck show earlier today.
I can't listen to that crap.
Well, I don't listen to the commercials on the world's greatest iHeart Network podcast because there's more commercials than our show.
I listen to my podcast through TuneIn.
You still get the iHeart commercials if you listen to that show.
Oh, yeah, and local commercials, and then they're interrupted by the national commercial, then it cuts back into the show in the middle of that commercial.
That's why, for now, I'm paying. As long as I'm going to listen to the show, I'm going to pay the money to get commercial free.
No, no, no. I'll join Mug Club before I do that.
They said that they had a big team meeting recently, and the university people said, hey, we'll support you in any way you want. Just don't talk to the media. They're trying to keep the swim team members from talking to the press about what's going on behind the scenes.
Well, I don't know if I want to go down this road again, because we've done this 1,000 times. Right? But we're undoing women's sports. Like, why do we have a women's division of sports?
Right.
Let's be fair here. Let's be honest. It's because women aren't as naturally athletic. Not picking on women, because don't get me wrong, like Ronda Rousey's been professionally doing WWE for a while and acting. She can still whoop my ass, and I know this.
Yeah.
She's also an elite athlete. Mm-hmm. You put her in the cage with Owen McGregor, he would kill her.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah. And by letting people, I'm not even necessarily don't let them necessarily compete, but it should take longer, so more changes happened. That you're not this particular case was what, like you said, one year off.
Uh-huh.
And I was all of a sudden competing against women and shattering every record, undoing everything women have ever done in the sport, and making sure that no one can ever.
How far of a woman is she? Is she doing the?
She cut it off.
The Jenner route, or has she been cut off?
I don't know. I'm all about whatever you want to do to your body once you're an adult. I really have no problem with.
Yeah.
But when it comes to competition, there's a reason why we have weight classes. There's a reason why we have men's and women's divisions. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And I hear a lot of people saying, well, let's just have a trans division. So one person can compete in it. You know what I mean? And that sounds like a great idea, but to be fair, I think
make it sound like there's
a third of the population is trans
people, but there's not.
I hate to say, but maybe we have to default transgender people to the male division. You know what I mean?
What if they're transgender females? What if they're the females being men?
They're taking testosterone. They can't compete against the women.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't know. It's murky water. But competition has to have specific rules. That's why we do it a certain way.
Honestly, I just don't know why we jumping hoops and loops for this. Like, it's not
for less than 1% of the population.
Yeah, like it's not fair for the ladies. Okay, like why are we breaking our heads against the payment trying to figure out how to work this thing out? It doesn't work out. I'm sorry, it doesn't. You know, same thing with the bathroom. Like, what kind of person want to poop next to another person? I don't get it. Like, I want to poop by myself if I could. You know.
I know what you mean, but I've actually gotten pretty comfortable pooping next to someone if I need to because of the Navy.
I just
got to poop, you know.
If you got to go, you got to go. But, like, no, I remember before I joined the Navy, I was like, I would, if I was in a public restroom and someone sat in the stall next to me, I would sit there and clench.
That's fine, but you know
until what? They left. Now I'm like, no, just let loose, dude. You're in a fucking toilet.
No, but I'm just saying, like, why do you need to go identify as, like, what's the need to be, like the girl that here in Gloucester, that she want to be pooping next to the guys? Like, no, they were giving you access to the school or the teacher's restroom.
Oh, you got the nice bathroom.
Fuck yeah, dude. I would be happy as hell. Like, hell yeah. Like, you know what? If I could get that, I was pooping there by myself, play with my phone, one door. Like, why not? You know? Nobody would bother you.
Well, that's better than butt raping girls in bathrooms, I suppose. Like, that happens in Virginia.
Yeah, no shit. But
by the way, speak back to that for a second. Matt Walsh, that Johnny the Walrus guy.
Mm-hmm. The number one bestseller on Amazon.
Yeah, he was the one who broke that story.
Mm.
He actually rented an apartment in Loudoun County just so he could show up to the PTA meetings and stuff.
Damn.
Yeah, he broke that whole thing and cracked it out nationwide. As much as I Daily Wire pisses, I almost hate listening to Daily Wire. You know what I mean?
Why do you even bother? I mean, just to the news source, but the way they deliver it, you don't like it?
Yeah, well, they come to conclusions that piss me off sometimes, but their argument is so good, it's hard to break apart. It's like, no, you're wrong, but I can't explain why.
You want to be more objective than be biased, like, towards the religion.
Well, they even say it on, well, the guy, Ben Shapiro's Jewish, obviously Shapiro. And he's
yeah, but you know what? The all of them are, what is it? Jehovah,
Judeo-Christian stuff.
Judeo-Christian, you know, in a way. So they're going to lean towards that side, you know.
Hmm. All right, let's go back to CNN here about his $6 million a year Cuomo and Don Lemon could well lose his job here.
Who watches CNN?
Now that Chris Cuomo is gone, Don Lemon is their star. So,
Ray, airports watch CNN.
No, a lot of the airports are getting rid of the CNN network.
No, damn. So nobody watches their CNN?
Paying for it anymore.
I want to make my Don Lemon joke, but I got a feeling you're going to get angry because you didn't like it when I put it in the text message thing a while ago.
What, the Don Lemon is salty?
No, when CNN gives you Don Lemon, give Don Lemon AIDS.
Got you.
I thought that was hilarious.
And Anthony Fauci will cure it for him.
Yeah, or kill him. I think. Oh, I thought Ray died for a second.
Booster shots.
But yeah, Lemon got implicated on a trial, witness stand there, being involved in the Smollett shit.
Yeah, he's so angry about it. He brought a lawyer to talk about what happened to Justice Smollett.
Yeah.
He tried to keep his distance from him because of that.
Well, this is not helping CNN's credibility. And if someone's going to buy CNN Discovery, seriously, you need to clean house and make it a reputable news source again. The only reason why CNN is still alive right now is because of the name they built for themselves 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah. It's CNN International.
What's that?
It's CNN International.
Yeah.
Because international still covers news.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, is that where I get my articles from versus the TV crap?
Probably.
Because when I read articles, I'm like, yeah, that's good news. Actually, half the crap, I bet all the stuff, all the stuff I share here through CNN is an article. And I I use CNN as much as I can as a source.
They use two news division. International and woke section.
I heard that they're putting the Ghislaine Maxwell trial on hold. This might be just some weird, stupid, made up meme, but because she mysteriously got sick,
she had to face trial.
I don't know.
You cannot just trial somebody without being there. You have to face trial.
Yeah, well, I think it might have been a meme or a joke because there's also a picture of Hillary Clinton doing the I did nothing face under it.
So, you saw the book reading she did?
Oh, when she read her freaking speech for becoming president?
Yeah, like this girl. Like, get over it, lady. Trump is not even going that fucking Grinch yet.
Well, she was talking. Was like, I dream about sitting in my mother's lap. I was like, if your mother's not dead, then you guys really are fucking like sucking out baby stem cells and living forever. Hillary Clinton's a thousand.
God damn, man. And she's not out of politics, Jack, so we'll see what's going to come up in a couple years.
All right. Anyway, Juicy Smollett.
I found guilty.
He was convicted of 5 of the 6 charges. I couldn't find out what charge he wasn't convicted of.
I found it, but I forgot what it was.
See?
Technicality or some shit like that.
No, okay, first of all, there's no technicalities. It's the law. You're presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. If they couldn't prove it, they couldn't prove it.
He did not, I don't know. I forgot what it was.
I was reading that the thing that really convicted him was his Subway sandwich.
The fact that he got mugged and he got his ass whooped and they let him keep his sandwich?
Yeah.
Are you serious? No, what convicted him?
He didn't do himself any favors by taking the stand because...
No, that was a giant mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, he should have pled no contest.
He pissed off the jury when he did that, you know, because he was calling people niggers and, you know, calling them racist.
He got all... Well, first of all, Brian dropped the first N-bomb on the show.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm surprised. I thought it was going to be me quoting someone, to be fair.
I did quote him.
I thought it was going to be me tonight quoting it because Jussie made a big deal about the prosecutor reading a text he sent because he used that word.
It was like, can you stop doing that? You white, you cannot do that. Like, well, he didn't care. He just kept going.
No, what's even better is I bet I get a strike on Facebook on YouTube for this.
We'll see.
Are you sharing the stream to Facebook, YouTube?
No, but I'm not gonna bother going in to get this. First of all, they say that it applies to everyone, and I have gotten a warning. Actually, I got a warning. I got it removed by an appeal, and then I got another warning. The thing is, you get a warning before you get a strike, typically.
Okay.
Typically speaking, unless what you do.
Well, that's because you're drinking too much beer.
Haven't been hit for the beer yet. They're not watching the video, the algorithms or whatever it is that they're monitoring is only like reading what we say and they like medical misinformation. No, the best part is both
for you. Ivermectin.
Yeah, both times I've been nailed. The first time I got hit with a warning, I appealed and I got it removed. I got hit again with a warning, and they were both medical misinformation. Both times, I was quoting the CDC. Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just like, who am I supposed to believe? Well, apparently, it doesn't matter what the CDC says or the World Health Organization says, because that used to be the standard, is World Health Organization. But Fauci is the science.
Oh, yeah. Fauci came out and said he is science, you know. Believe what he says or else, you know.
Oh, all right. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, right. Just back to Justice Smollett.
Well, you know, when this whole thing went down, there were some really big name people that were tweeting out their support for
the president and the vice president.
Yep. And they look like idiots.
Well, Biden was also saying we need to put this he didn't say put the Rittenhouse kid in prison, but he showed a picture of him, said we need to stop white supremacy.
Right. That's what Rittenhouse was doing. He's a white supremacist.
Yeah. Shooting redheads. That are trying to rape him in the butt.
No, but it's just funny. Like, everybody believed Justin Smollett when this story came out. Like,
I didn't.
I mean, no. There were too many holes
in the initial story, yeah, to be fair.
Like, this shit sounds sketchy to begin with, you know. And there's videos making fun of him about this.
Well, what was it, like 2 a.m. or something stupid?
Yeah.
And he went to go get eggs. But Walgreens or whatever was closed. So he went and got a Subway sandwich. It was like, it was the middle of the winter in Chicago.
It was like negative something degrees.
Yeah. I did boot camp in Chicago through December.
Oh, God, no. Fuck that.
Yeah. No, literally broke my hair off because we were marching in the snow during battle. During battle stations,
I did the hairline.
Well, we did our first. We did the swim thing first in boot camp at battle stations.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you had to make the big ring with everyone with life rings and everything.
I didn't do that, but okay.
Well, we had to jump in the pool.
Yeah.
And then they threw like 15 life rings in. We had to hook arms and use life rings to hold each other up to float till we'd be able to visible from a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
But we got wet. Then we went out and like ran. You remember battle stations? You had to run across the entire base the entire time, right?
Uh-huh.
So we're running across friggin' Great Lakes, Illinois in like January after we were just in the fucking pool doing the ship sank scenario. I grabbed a hunk of my hair, and granted, there wasn't much, but I snapped it off. It was frozen. I was like, oh my God, it's so cold.
I went to Orlando for boot camp.
Oh, yeah. When I went to boot camp, only Great Lakes was around.
Probably for Ray, too.
My father did it in Orlando.
I was in boot camp when September 11th happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So towards the end of boot camp, we couldn't run or anything like that because they don't want us to get injured so we could be ready for the fleet.
Huh, that's interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah.
My boot camp division was the first live fire weapons training in like 50 years.
Damn.
They'd been using like blanks or whatever, I guess, mm-hmm. during initial weapons training. Yeah, I don't know. It's the first time I ever fired a shotgun. I'm glad they had me shoot it from my hip and not my shoulder the first time, to be fair. No, I understood what was going to happen when I put that thing on my shoulder. So I was, leaned into it and I was ready.
Yeah.
Ooh, if you're not ready for a shotgun blast the first time, the recoil, you're going to be hurt.
Hey, what's up with this Democrat Party, young Democrat Party?
Charlie Sims.
Hey, open the Google Doc.
He did open it, but he never clicks on the links. To not blank someone who voted for opposing the presidential candidate. Democrats, 71% will not go on a date with someone that opposed the presidential candidate. 31% Republicans. 41% of Democrats won't shop or support a business. And 37% won't be friends with, and 30% won't work for someone who opposed the presidential candidate. Interesting numbers.
Speaking of numerology here, as you guys both still live in the same area code, and I used to live there. The corresponding numbers for Republicans to those last three stats are 757.
Interesting. Well, you still have that number for a phone number, so.
No, I have a Florida number. I have a 407 number.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But, yeah, so, and it seems
so the party tolerance doesn't tolerate different opinions.
Yeah, the Republicans are more tolerant than the Democrats by
at least college students.
Well, that also, I mean, we have to look at the numbers because typically college students veer far left. There's a lot more Democrat college students than there are Republican college students.
That's because your average college student has never had to try to survive on their own. And they don't realize that we can't just give everything away for free. Because that's slavery, as weird as it sounds, that's communism. If you get everything that you need to survive, that means you have to work without getting paid. But anyway, yeah. The Democrats are way less tolerant. They're way more likely to say, no, I won't even talk to you.
Right.
And not because you're a Republican. just because you didn't vote for their candidate.
Yeah, just because you didn't vote for Biden.
You could have voted for the Libertarian candidate. You could have voted for the Green Party, the Tea Party. Mickey Mouse.
There is no Tea Party.
Tea Party blew up. It was a joke to start with anyway. Moving on, before I run out of beer.
My favorite topic.
What's that?
Hunter Biden.
Oh, boy.
The White House now warns that the world is rife with money laundering because as Hunter Biden sells paintings for $500,000.
So the White House is saying that we're laundering money through my son.
No, I'm sorry, through the say it like that, but... That was the implication.
Well, we said the exact same thing. It's like they gave him $500,000 for this piece of shit. He's not an established artist. He's nobody.
No, we can draw better paintings than he. I showed you his paintings.
I know. I'm pretty sure we even screen shared that shit.
We did.
And we never do that. As soon as he sold the painting, like, oh, that's obviously hiding some illegal transaction, right?
Yeah. It's a payoff.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, oh, now he's going to have a career in art where there's no official value of something. And, you know, it's like, we could pay you $30 million for a stupid sculpture of a penis. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and even the White House is saying this is we all know this is where it's happening. Yeah. Hunter Biden. I'm sure you've seen the reports that apparently a bunch of Democrats would have voted differently had they seen the laptop stuff.
Right.
But it was banned from everything.
There's a polling going out right now that also shows that Hispanics regret their vote for Biden.
Yeah, actually, we talked about this. Okay, let me rephrase that. We brought up how the Hispanic vote is going to be angry about this before the vote happened.
Right.
For a whole bunch of reasons, and mostly because the people, the Hispanic Americans that are voting are legal citizens.
Right.
Uh-huh. And they're really pissed off that they had to work so hard to become citizens.
Yeah.
And they're saying, open the border wide up. Like, why did I bother doing this shit? I could have just, you know what I mean?
Only the southern border, not the northern border.
Or from a bunch of African countries.
You're not allowed to go to Canada yet, are you?
No.
Because the Canadian border is closed.
It's very, well, not closed. They actually believe this. Check this out. One, I can't go to Canada because I don't have a vaccine.
Oh, yes, the vaccine.
But if you do have a vaccine, you have to quarantine in a hotel for 14 days before you
can do it. Even if you have the vaccine?
The vaccine means bullshit, and you know it. You can say, get a vaccine, it'll save the world. Look how good it's doing.
I had a COVID test yesterday. I am negative.
I think I might have the new...
Brian, you're always negative about everything.
No. I'm having surgery on Monday. I had to get my COVID test because I don't have the vaccine. I am now quarantining at home for the next 48 hours.
You going to do it at Cuomo style?
Yes. That most definitely.
Go get in a fight with a dude on a bicycle?
Not going that far.
I just go in sailing. Don't worry about it, guys.
Exactly. You guys keep the show on track.
Quarantine on a sailboat.
You guys keep the show on track for a couple minutes. I'm going to go try to convince the wife to buy me beer. I only had 6 beers. What? I knew I should have went and got more, but I'm already out. We're not even. I know. Amateur hour, huh?
Yeah. No,
I think you can get a run out and buy me some, though. Hold on. You guys keep the show going.
You and bring Chris Cuomo to replace you.
We can't afford Chris Cuomo.
Well, he's not getting nothing.
So
we can get $6 an hour.
We're on the Biden's topics now. Biden voices deep concerns with Putin on Russia Russian aggression against Ukraine. Are you scared?
No, not really. I mean, the Ukraine is over. They're not, Biden is not going to do nothing. It, what I'm really scared of him doing anything, because he's just going to fuck it up. Especially having those woke generals and stuff with him. And
do you think Russia is going to invade Ukraine?
Yeah, I think so. They were asking for a piece of land as a peace settlement. Like, give me
well,
a piece
of land. Well, they got Crimea already.
Yeah, so they're going for it.
I don't think the Ukrainians are going to let Russia just waltz in there like they did last time. I think they're actually going to try to defend their country at this point.
We'll see. You know what? This is why you need to arm the population.
I heard on a podcast that they actually believe that NATO will step in without the United States and go and defend the Ukrainians because it affects them more than it does us.
I think it affects the United States more than anyone realizes.
Yeah, but Biden ain't gonna do shit. He's already
going to
send troops over there.
I know, but Tucker Carlson said something. Excuse me. Now, I don't follow Tucker Carlson, but Tim Pool agreed with him. Why do we give a shit about the Ukrainian border if we don't give a shit about our border?
True.
Yeah, that's true.
I understand the argument. But we care about their border because we promised them we would protect them.
Nobody remembers that anymore. Only the three of us on the show even remember that statement.
I know this. But seriously, Belgium has to remember this shit, right? And I can't come on off the top of my head, but I'm just thinking a lot of those Eastern European nations
that are part of NATO now.
Well, that the former Soviet have to remember this.
Poland.
Oh my God, the Polish people. Okay.
East Germany.
The Polish jokes that everyone knows, they're actually pretty funny. But it's because we've brought this up. You've heard of the Slavic people?
Uh-huh. They were the first one to be enslaved.
And that's the most enslaved people in history over and over.
That's where the word slave came from.
Yeah, that's exactly. And it's part of Poland, Belgium, Austria, Yugoslavia, and a whole bunch of these. Oh, yeah, yes, Yugoslavia is not even a country anymore. Slovakia. This is what the region of the Slavs. And it's crazy that no one realizes that they're the most enslaved people on the planet over it. Now, granted, stop surrendering and allowing yourself to be enslaved. At some point, fight to death, right? But
and this is why you need to bring, like, arm the population, you know?
Like, yeah. Yeah, the Australians are wishing they had guns, huh?
Once the army start invading your city, then the city, it's not like 1,000 armies, it's like 1,000,000 people fighting, you know, the army. I mean, what else you got to lose? The land that you're trying to protect?
Yeah. Jeffrey's still negotiating.
No, breaking news.
That's exactly what just happened.
We got beer now.
I handed her a 20 spot. I was like, I hate to do this because she's making Christmas cookies right now. For the family. She's making like different kinds of cookies and putting them in tins for everyone. Mm-hmm. Luckily, no one related to me watches this show, so no one's gonna know that this is coming in advance.
I can't wait for my cookies to arrive in the mail.
I mentioned sending this note to a bunch of people besides just family.
Uh-huh.
And Tina's like, your family's so fucking huge. I can't even afford to send them to. We can barely send them to her family.
Okay. Mm.
But I think I can convince her to send some out to the Jeffrey and Brian show producers. <Alumni. here. laughs> Value for value here. If you think we produce some value, send us a couple bucks so we can keep it going.
Just $1 a week.
Oh man, we'd be living large on $1 a week.
But realistically, though, if people do, if we get a donation ever, it's going to go directly to paying for storage space.
All
right. Well, right. So yeah. At least we're not reaching into our pockets every year.
Exactly. Yeah,
Brian's like, hey guys.
Is that time of year again?
Is that end of the year? Like, fuck.
Well, again. I had to pay the bill because they were threatening to shut us off after a week of not paying the bill.
Just a week? Really?
Yeah, they only gave me a week. We're shutting it down. You don't pay it soon, we're going to delete your files, you know?
So, oh, they'll even delete the old stuff, too.
Yeah.
No, right, let's move to Rumble, guys. Let's move to Rumble.
We're on Rumble.
Yeah.
Right. Are we? I tried to find it. I couldn't find it. Like, all right.
It's under testicles.
I went under Facebook. That's what I found the podcast to listen to you guys talk about fucking dad jokes and stuff. And nobody respect the show. Brian's wife.
Oh my God. I laughed so hard at that.
I was like, they don't respect the show. They're like, no, she doesn't. Like, I know the feeling, Brian. I know the feeling.
Yeah. I was like, watch Brian get owned by his wife within 5 minutes. It was, and then she was done trying to print whatever. And yeah, Brian's like, she doesn't respect the show at all.
Yeah, I
mentioned it. Yeah, I mentioned it to my wife when we were done. And she's like, oh my God, I would never ever do that.
I almost
like, you guys talking off about the Whopper stuff like that, like.
Well, no, she's like, I honestly don't give a shit what you guys talk about. She's like, I don't even listen to it. None of that crap. She's like, but I know it's a big deal to you. You know? I was like, yeah.
Exactly.
And you guys were talking about.
I'm not picking on Kathy. I laugh so hard.
On the weekends to do this show.
Yeah, we give it up on Saturday nights to do this, man. That's fight night. There's a pay-per-view UFC fight right now.
Yep.
I haven't watched UFC in a while.
I'm not going anywhere to watch them. I'm not paying for the pay-per-views. I'll do the preliminaries. I'll record those and watch them on occasion, you know. But
I just found out that through, I think, Paramount, I get to watch some fights. It's some other league, though.
It's Bellator.
It's what Bellator became. It's like IFC or something.
Because it's on CBS. Or they're on Showtime.
So, well, it's not called Bellator. That's all I know. It's like IFC or IVC or something like that.
Oh, okay. All right.
So have you guys heard about this whole new, the way they try and do math now? All right, I'll take that as a no.
I'm sorry, I got my mic off.
They're pushing this whole big thing right now saying that you don't get points marked off for not showing your work. And you're not necessarily wrong for coming to the wrong answer.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it is, because it actually bothered me when I was a kid showing my work, because like I could do most of it in my head. I've always been really good at math.
Yeah, but they just want to know you follow the steps.
That
so you know.
Phone procedure, exactly.
I know it bothered me too, but after a while, I understood. Like, okay, they didn't care about the answer. They could like correct
the process, like, is the important part.
Yeah, you went wrong this way. They could like, hey, this is your step you missed, or this is what you messed up. Like, okay, cool, you know. And people don't understand corrections. Like, you make mistake and people correct it, that improved the person.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, this woke math thing they're talking about.
Oh my God.
This is top Democrat economist. I've never heard of this. Larry, I've heard the name, I think. Means. Yeah, exactly. But he's getting upset that they're not making math a big deal, and that they're saying it's racist to like expect people to come to the correct answer.
Well, it's good that way. because you've got an article right after that that talks about how schools are dropping the D and the F grades.
Yes, so
that we'll must get be to racist that. Too.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute, but here we go. He's talking about this anti-racist curricula. Basically, what's happening is they don't like a gap in achievement in school. So instead of better educating the people that are having trouble, they're getting rid of level zero and level two classes. I don't know if either one of you guys know what that means. That might have been local to me. But level one was basically a class that everyone took, like your basic high school class.
Yeah.
Level two was a little bit slower. Not quite as difficult. And level zero was advanced. You got college credit for it.
You're talking about like AP credit, AP class?
Yeah, it's same thing as AP. We call it level zero.
Okay, yeah, because I know everybody's taking like regular classes. You got AP history, then AP math. And that's really
assuming AP means you get college credit for it, because I got college credit for like five math classes in high school.
Yeah, you got the kids in high school, they like to get challenged, you know, and they're addicted to it, like to the challenge. If you like don't give it a good challenge for them, they're just gonna feel like this is useless, you know. They need to be challenged, you know. It's like kids
with that, but you're taking away the classes that are giving kids college credits in advance.
Yeah,
you're taking away their chance to get into an elite school, maybe, because you didn't you're not even giving them a chance to learn this advanced math, and you're giving these advantages to the private schools that are still teaching calculus three in high school. Yeah. You know,
but you need this.
I took calc three in high school.
You need this type of kids because you know what? They're going to want to make improvement in society. You know, like make better things out there. You know, engineering. You know.
And the engineer needs math.
Yeah, engineering. What is it? Architects. They need this challenge, you know.
Architects is engineering.
Oh, you know what I mean. I'm fucking drunk.
Engineers need math.
Yeah.
That basically what it comes down to is anyone who's
electricians, you know, like electronics.
You know, technicians need math more than engineers do.
Like people, computer programmers and stuff like that, because you need to know like formulas and stuff like that, so you can put it in the computer to make a program.
Computer programmers, you actually got the computer to do most of that math for them, but
yeah, but you need to know the basic how it works, you know, what formula to use to plug in.
Yeah,
you know, but you cannot handicap these people because they just need that, you know, they need the challenge. You cannot stop the classes. That's dumb. You're a crippled society.
And speaking of the schools losing their ability to educate our kids, some schools in California are dropping D's and F's.
Yeah, that's don't leave kid behind thing they Bush pushed back in the 90s, early 2000s. No kid left behind. How's that working out for fucking Maryland, dude? A bunch of kids graduated with fucking not knowing how to read and do basic math.
Yeah. Right now there's people graduating high school that do not have to prove that they can read.
Yeah. So what the fuck is the point of a college, high school degree? And now you're going to push a fucking, what's the other, free college for everybody? Like,
I am going to make a tinfoil hat or buy a conspiracy hat to wear.
You need to make one so you can put it on every time you're going to talk this way.
Exactly. Because right now is when I'll put this hat on.
Okay.
They're making a high school education worthless. So you have to borrow money from the government to go to college to not be a freaking idiot. And now you owe the government twice as much as you borrowed, because it's going to take you 30 years to pay back. They're going to keep you in debt for the rest of your lives, keeping the stupid system afloat. Because higher education, high school education is not good enough. Why the hell isn't it good enough?
You ever watch the movie Apocalypto with Mel Gibson, by Mel Gibson?
No.
About the Aztec Maya society, the sacrificing people.
Okay.
The priest and the emperor were like sacrificing people on the altar, you know, because the new solar eclipse was coming. and the solar eclipse happened, it went our way, and you could see the priest and the emperor look at each other like, yep, like right on time, you know, type of look. And that's when they're like, okay, you know, we appease the gods and stuff like that, because they got the knowledge. Knowledge the eclipse is going to happen. And this is what they have to do in order to appease the gods. And we do it to the same thing. We just dumbing society down so a few people know what the fuck is going on.
Very possible.
They're just dumbing society completely.
And yeah. How you we talked about this months and months ago. New York Times wrote an article telling people to stop critically thinking.
Yep.
Actually, it might have been years ago, now that I think of
it. Well, when I went to college, that was what it was all about, was critical thinking.
Dude, you went to college with Thomas Jefferson. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, whatever. I'm not that old.
Anyways, yeah.
You are a boomer, aren't you?
No.
Yeah. Look how offended he got by that. He got as offended as I get being called a millennial.
You're an old millennial.
Technically, they're calling me now a geriatric millennial, because they realize that there's the crossover. Like, my brother's Gen X, but I'm millennial, and they realize that I was raised Gen X, but I'm still only 39. But by the way, millennials are 40 now. People talk about millennials like they're 18. You know?
Yeah,
millennials are 40.
40's the new 20, dude.
No, 40's still 40.
You'll get there soon enough, right?
I wake up in the morning and my back already hurts.
Oh, fuck yeah. You know, Sal, when you wake up and like, I need a cup of coffee. I need coffee now.
Oh, thank God. That's one of the few bad habits I haven't picked up.
No, I never drank coffee either.
Oh, I'm not a coffee drinker. That's even weirder.
Two Navy guys don't drink coffee.
Yeah, exactly. First of all, not drinking coffee is weird, especially not Navy dude not drinking coffee.
I should have
a mug that I never clean.
I didn't pick up coffee drinking in the Navy, dude, at all. Until I got out. Yeah, so
moving on.
Yep. DeSantis.
Yep, he is.
He won't leave the news either, huh?
Because the federal government is pissing off him. He has put $8 million into the Florida budget to remove the illegal immigrants that they're moving into the state illegally and not tell them about. So once they find out there's people there, he's threatening to move them to Martha's Vineyard in Delaware.
Martha's Vineyard's in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so and now they said and
Democrat area.
So he's gonna move them to the highest voting Democrat pop. You know what? I can't hate the guy for this, but Martha's Vineyard's in Massachusetts.
Right, I know.
Now, luckily, it's a tiny little island.
But he was like, you know, he's asked over and over again from the federal government to explain to him how they're distributing all these crazy people around the country. They're not giving him any information. They're just flying him in under the dark of night and hoping for the best. And DeSantis has declared war against the federal government, basically.
You hear about the 22-year-old Hispanic person? So it's a 22-year-old guy who went under thinking he was telling everybody he was underage. So he got adopted. Here in Florida, there in Florida, he got adopted by people, and he murdered the parents. They adopted him. But he was a grown 24-year-old. So, yeah, that's why DeSantis is getting upset about shit like that. You know, because all these adults look like kids, you know, like, hey, I'm in the underage. So they put it in the system for, like, adoption. So, yeah. So, No, I don't blame him. Well, fuck it. I would probably do the same thing if I was running this state.
Yeah.
You know, okay. First,
you guys see this?
You got your change back?
The wife gave the change back. First time in recorded history.
That's why it's recorded now.
This guy's the microphone is off, and she's like, I thought they'd like this. And I was like, oh, we're doing that. See, my wife respects the show.
She's like, for the record, here's the money back, by the way.
Well, actually, I told her to spend it.
Make sure you get a beer before you start the show.
I know. I went to the 7-Eleven before this thing.
To be fair, I've only drank 6 beers before, but usually I've had like 12 leading up to that.
I only buy beer a case at a time. I buy 24 beers at a time.
I can't get a 24-pack in Massachusetts.
Really?
I don't know why. Maybe it's just where I'm shopping. I can get a 30 rack. No. Which, by the way, I couldn't get a 30 in Virginia.
You can at BJ's.
Yeah, you had to go to BJ's, exactly. I can get a 30 at the gas station here, but I'm having trouble finding a 24-pack. So I've been buying 18-packs. And I keep thinking about picking up a 30, a warm 30, and then just putting beers in the fridge. But I know having 30 of them sitting there, they're going to get put in the fridge and drank.
Because I showed up with a case of beer today, and Kathy's like, beer out of beer. Yeah, you want to go inspect the fridge?
Yeah, he's like, go look. Fridge. You were in the fridge today too, woman. All right, you want to go into COVID or you want to talk about something else? I know how much Brian hates talking about COVID.
COVID, I just tested negative for COVID, so I'm good with COVID.
Oh yeah, as I tell you, they send you the link about the German,
Belgium.
Is it Belgium?
Yeah, the Belgian zoo's got hippos testing positive for COVID.
No, they it's the sociology. You want the people to pull you out of your misery?
Euthanasia.
We'll
get to that. You have the Google Doc open in front of you. Even if you're not clicking on articles, you can see it coming up.
I know. I'm just too lazy to do it. I'm too drunk and lazy for that shit.
It's funny. It's Brian and I talked like when Ray's on, he's like, the show goes an extra hour, but it actually is more fun. At least to record.
The whole time I'm going to the bathroom, you're bitching about me going to the bathroom.
So you listen to the show. Or do you hear it from the toilet?
Yeah.
Because you're recording from your bedroom.
Don't worry. That won't happen for a few weeks after this week. So.
I was just saying, I thought you had a catheter.
It's coming.
I'm gonna stuff a tube up your dick. That sucks.
No, this is gonna be through my stomach.
Lucky as you don't pull out a tube in one house.
All right, back to the hippos.
Oh, yeah, hippo.
Well.
Hungry hippos.
Well, a lot of people have brought up the argument of the vaccine mandate about smallpox. And even the people that are not necessarily going with the Roberts versus Massachusetts decision, a lot of them are saying that we can knock it out and kill it. The problem, just like smallpox, is what they're saying. The problem is smallpox could not inhabit a different species of animal. It could only live in humans. So we could wipe it out. But the thing is, this COVID thing can go, and obviously can go to bats, right? Because apparently that's where it came from. Mm-hmm. We know it could do dogs or cats, maybe both. And now apparently hippos. That means that even if everyone's vaccinated, they can still go to a different species, mutate, and come back. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not the unvaccinated that causes mutations. It's the fucking hippos. They should be extinct. Or does my no logic not make sense? He's got the bladder of a pregnant 4-year-old, which is even weirder, being pregnant in 4. I should have put this in the UMass Memorial. Oh, that's, I should put this in the Massachusetts thing, huh?
Yeah, well, we're not gonna pay for this job.
It's a hospital, UMass Memorial. Actually, they're a big deal out in Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
Worcester, actually Central Mass. But they just fired hundreds of employees because their vax mandate deadline came up. And it almost makes you wonder if it's the worst medical crisis we've ever had, why are you firing nurses and doctors? Second, why are nurses and doctors not taking this vaccine?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
these shots are giving people AIDS.
Pretty much all the vaccine mandates.
I'm not kidding.
Completely shot down by the court system.
Yeah, several times.
I mean, it's come out now that even contractors, the vaccine mandate where federal contractors were going to have to get it because Biden said so, that's been put on hold too.
As I brought up, I think last week, with the Roe versus Wade thing that's going on, this actually might blow a giant hole in the argument of bodily autonomy if Roe versus Wade gets overturned. Because believe it or not, the argument, and I don't want to be forced into a vaccine, the argument they're using is the same
argument of them. Yeah.
The abortion. Yeah. Huh? And a lot of people do not realize this.
No. Because Kamala Harris just came out and said,
it's non-negotiable.
Is a right.
Yeah. I don't understand how it's a right, but
we'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get down there.
All what's right, up? Ray, tell us about the German euthanasia.
Yes, I guess it's a big deal in Germany. I didn't know this places do this, but you cannot get euthanized unless you got your COVID shots. You know, it's like, what? That doesn't make sense. You know, like, I cannot kill myself unless I got my COVID shots.
To be fair, they're worried about the person administering the drugs getting sick.
Yes, they worry about the person getting COVID. So, like, it's not a big deal. Like, I understand it, but it was just funny, like, to think about it. Like, what? Like,
just like they won't execute an American citizen if they've got the flu or have a broken leg. They have to heal first. And it's like, that's just like, that's crazy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if somebody gets shot, you have to keep them alive. Like, they commit a crime, they get shot, you have to save their lives in order to, you know, proceed so they can get it.
No, not even that. If you've been in death row for 10 years and they're about to put a needle in your arm and you get sick, they're going to nurse you back to health and then execute you.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, euthanasia, you know, it's like, understandable. Like, people think Robert Williams killed himself because he was just being depressed. Actually, he found out he got I forget the name of the disease that would destroy his body. And he did not want to go through that pain. And that's why he killed himself.
Who?
You know, Robert Williams.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in...
I assumed it was alcoholism.
No. Actually, he found out he got a crazy disease. And he saw what will happen to his body and how he's going to go process through this disease. So he decided to end his life because of it. Well, I found this out about this later on, like after he, you know, his suicide, stuff like that. But yeah.
First of all,
The wife's pouring resin. There's like a flower in there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is her first ever attempt. There's even a little nub on the bottom, but her first ever attempt pouring resin. She's getting better. It's fun. It's fun to roll around my hand though. Anyway. Kellogg.
Yep.
Is about to fire like completely fired and replaced like 1,400 employees that are striking.
Good. We don't need the sugary stuff.
Well, collective bargaining is good, but at a certain point, it only goes so far.
Right.
Because Biden is deeply troubled by this. And he made a big deal about collective bargaining. And all I can think was, collective bargaining doesn't mean that the union gets what the union wants.
Right.
It means that you can say, we'll walk off with 1,400 employees. What are you going to do?
If we're, that, and Kellogg's is a huge company.
Kellogg decided that it was
not that many of an employees.
Yeah, well, Kellogg decided that it was going to cost them less to hire new people than put up with the shit these other people wanted.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind today right now, because apparently people don't want to work at all.
Mm. Hey, you know, those
everyone's hired.
Got let go. Those 900 people got let go from the other company. They go work for Kellogg's.
I don't know what they're paying or what they're doing. I don't know. Maybe it is garbage, but.
Kellogg's, they're probably paying them $20 an hour at a minimum.
Yeah, probably decent. Exactly. It's not garbage. It's probably more than I make. And I live in Massachusetts, and minimum wage here is $14.25.
They're making more than that.
Yeah. Again, though, think the fact that the minimum wage is $14.25, $14.15, maybe. I don't know. It's less than $14.50, but more than $14. Can you imagine what it costs to live here?
Yeah.
Did you know that just inflates the cost of a cup of coffee, a cheeseburger, your rent? Plus, right?
On top of that, the inflation was going down 6% from last month.
Yeah, that's a bullshit number. That's not even close to accurate. It's way more than that. They pick and choose what they want to use as an inflation statistic. To be fair, gasoline is the best way to tell how inflation is going, typically speaking.
You hear about the shrinkflation?
Whatflation?
Shrinkflation.
You mean deflation?
No. Shrinkflation is like whenever you buy like a bag of Doritos, it's going to be less Dorito on it, but the same price.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I know what you mean by that. And by the way, inflation is the best way for the government to tax you without taxing you.
Yep.
Because they can print more money and devalue your dollar and just steal from you by printing money. And I think this is something that the average American doesn't understand when they say, we need to borrow $3.5 trillion. Borrow from who?
Yeah. Let's live with what we get to the treasury. And that's what it should be spent on, whatever it is.
Let's have someone show up in office who's actually going to settle the debt. As much as I hate to say it, Bill Clinton had a plan. He really did. And he was doing good on it. But Biden, not Biden, then Bush went to war in Iraq.
Yeah.
Without congressional consent.
So back to Kellogg's for a minute.
Sorry, I just got pissed off because the Republicans biggest, suck as bad as the Democrats.
One of the biggest sticking points of this new contract was apparently in a previous contract, the union agreed to have a two-tiered pay system for new workers and veterans. And okay. Now the union is trying to get rid of that.
Basically, so how do you determine as a new worker, how long is it going to be to the new worker become a veteran?
Well, new workers, usually 90 days. That's usually a trial period.
This was years.
I was going to say, then veterans, usually years.
15 or less was considered a new worker. Anybody after that was a veteran. So you could have worked there for 6 years and you're still a new worker.
If you're going to go on strike, this is something that a lot of people don't realize, that when unions strike, that's actually it's a risk every single time.
Oh, yeah.
The whole idea is we'll just all walk off the job, and they do. And then the risk is like, okay, you're all fired.
Yep.
Well,
and I'll hire new people.
Kellogg's an international company, so they've been shipping products from Mexico to fill in the gaps for the company, the plants that can't provide the what demand. They need here in the U.S.
So what you're telling me is that I should invest in Kellogg right now because they're about to start producing a lot more with a new workforce in the next couple months once they get trained.
Probably.
Yeah. Sure, if you want to take investment advice from Brian.
Well, no, if they're going to fire their entire crew that's been on strike, I'm assuming they've taken
1,400 people, so I wouldn't like go crazy.
1,400 people. That's a lot of people. That's not four factories. Kellogg. That's not four factories. Kellogg. I would say they must have taken a hit on their bottom line with that many people refusing to work and not making product for them.
How long has this thing been going on?
Months.
Ford. Look into Ford. Ford's going to make money soon. The entire market's taking a dump. Ford's going to come back hard soon. Don't well,
they're
get...
not going, they've already said they're not going all in on electric vehicles. So
exactly. Ford bailed themselves out of the last financial crisis, right? All these car companies got bailouts. Ford refused to take one. They worked their way out of it. As much as people like to make fun of Ford, they got the American spirit, and they just won't die.
Made in Mexico.
Some of it is, but yeah. I mean, they're made worldwide because they sell them in Mexico.
As of 2019, Kellogg's has 31,000 employees.
Jesus, that's a lot of people. Gee, really?
31,000
compared to 1,400 people striking.
Yeah, I can see that take the hit. We're like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, it's nothing then to fire them all.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. It's starting to affect our bottom line. You're all fired.
Yeah.
Oh, your butt hurts? Okay, you're fired too. Yeah. Right? Who else wants to complain?
You're hurt. You're fired too.
Yeah. The beatings will continue until morale improves.
Yeah. All right, on to the magic
my chief.
Number.
Oh, 33 is the magic number. I wish I had the jingle loaded up because I'm pretty sure that those guys said it was cool if we used their shit, right?
As long as we attribute them in it.
Yeah, exactly. As long as we give them credits. I still have to do this shit old school, though. Like play a sound into my microphone. I want to be able to play it without doing that. So I could do all sorts of karma mixes.
So Demaryius Thomas, he was an ex-Bronco star, wide receiver, died in the middle in his sleep at the age of 33.
Was he vaccinated?
Probably. I don't know. I don't care. 33 was what got my attention.
Oh, I thought maybe he died of the vaccine because his heart exploded, because that's what happens to young men if they get this shot. Apparently elite athletes all over the world are dropping dead on the playing field, mostly soccer. Brian's reading it now. Crap, see, I saw 33, I clicked it, but I didn't read it.
For a medical issue that he already had.
Was that why he's not still playing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. We brought up the 33. What, we want to go back to the 69?
Yeah, sure.
No Kamala problem. Harris?
No. The 69th episode, the magic number is the numerology crazy shit. That was awesome, though. Ray heard 69. He goes, Kamala Harris, that dirty, dirty whore.
That's how you get promoted with Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah, but apparently threes are magic. Threes and multiples of threes, integers of threes, show up way too often. Something weird's going on. that even Brian decided to go, this sounds fucking stupid. No. And that was what I said. The first time you brought it, I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I remember when we had this conversation the first time. Yeah. And now you see it popping everywhere.
because they keep pointing out, and every time I see 30, and then you got the guys calling in like, I'm donating because my check was 33.33 and my mortgage this year was 333.33. They go on and on. It's like, I don't believe half this shit, but they keep saying the numbers.
Oh, well, Ray brought up Kamala Harris.
Let's talk about Kamala and her sleeping her way to the vice presidency.
Well, her staff doesn't agree with her.
She doesn't do a lot of sleeping.
Kamala's staff is looking for the exit.
More of them. We talked about this last week, how they're all taking off.
Yep, more of them are looking for the exit.
So she's a cunt.
Pretty much.
Like, look, that's what it sounds like. Is if you're working for the vice president, normally you'll suck it up because that's going to lead to a really nice opportunity.
Yeah, a really nice payday in the end, you know?
Yeah. But when you say, no, F it, I can't do this?
Yeah.
There's something wrong with the vice president.
I'm assuming, she got zero electoral votes for president.
Yeah, she got out before there was an actual vote taken.
Because everyone hates her.
Job is
hey, so you saw that
Biden set that, itself up. You know, he's like, it's got to be a woman, it's got to be an African American. That's who's going to be my vice president.
Well, he said woman of color. I don't think he said African American.
Well, she's not African American either. So it works.
She's Jamaican, right?
Yes.
Or.
Yeah, Jamaican.
Jamaican
her
Indian.
Parents are, one of her parents is Jamaican.
That's right, Jamaican Indian.
Yeah.
So you guys saw the video of Kamala Harris and Biden coming across with each other in Bob Dole's ceremonial?
No.
I didn't see that, no.
Oh, they even look at each other like, whatever. They just walk past each other.
Bob Dole, as much as I love to make fun of him, and I have on this show, that dude was a true hero.
Yeah,
he makes fun of himself too. You know, he likes to self-replicate.
And Norm Macdonald.
Yeah.
We did a big deal about Norm Macdonald for a long time, but Norm Macdonald used to do Bob Dole jokes on SNL.
Yeah.
So much. Bob Dole doesn't like high oil prices. Bob Dole.
Yeah, and they both died the same year. It was crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and Bob Dole, like, I didn't know much about him, but, you know, just the jokes that people made about him. But apparently he was a funny guy. Everybody's talking about his jokes and stuff like that.
I heard that, too, but I don't remember a single joke that he made that was funny.
He got invited for President Clinton to get some ceremony, like, to get a medal for I forgot what it was. And once he started reading the acceptance speech for the presidency. It's like, oh, shit, sorry, wrong speech, you know?
Ah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on.
All right.
We're still talking Harris. Back to the abortion thing.
Yeah, it was Texas.
Yeah. Apparently, she's saying that the right to abortion is non-negotiable.
Yeah, it's got to happen. I think she's going to be for a rude awakening.
I don't know.
I think the Supreme Court's going to shoot down Roe v. Wade.
Why?
Because it's a states' rights issue, not a federal issue.
How often does a 10th Amendment come up in Supreme Court? I don't know. Maybe it's often, but... Shit, Roe versus Wade was a 14th Amendment issue, and that's like, I think it's the only time it's ever been used. The citizens have rights that aren't necessarily declared in this document clause. But the problem is, your right to privacy with your doctor doesn't extend to committing crimes, right? Like, if you have a lawyer and you have a right to privacy with your lawyer,
uh-huh.
and he watches you commit a crime, he still has to report it, technically speaking, right?
I think it depends.
Nah, maybe where you are. But I'm pretty sure a dude's really not allowed to just watch you shoot someone in the head and be like, okay, whatever. I don't have to tell anyone.
I think too many people think that the world's going to end if Roe v. Wade goes down.
Yeah, and you know what? I wish I had shared it. I looked it up. Before Roe versus Wade was passed, it's something like 46 women in the entire country died from a botched illegal abortion. Like, it wasn't, because they're saying thousands of women will die.
Yeah.
It was like 46 the entire year. Yeah. They're making it sound like every woman's getting pregnant every day and going out and getting an abortion. You know what I mean? For the most part, people are responsible. They use condoms. They use several
pull-out method.
Yeah, from a pull-out. Okay, that's how you end up at the abortion clinic, dude. you got something hanging over your camera, Ray. There you go.
Is my speaker my wire?
Ah, yeah. That's even better. Right in the middle now.
Like, you okay with that right there?
Well, I was just letting you know it's right in the middle of the view.
It could be a long booger. Like, look.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's move on.
All right.
Let's talk about inflation. And then I did that stickers.
Why we have to talk about inflation?
Well, first of all, they're saying it's not transitory. They've said that, and they're trying to replace. They're trying to looking to replace the leader of their Federal Reserve, right?
Biden just voted him back in for another term.
Oh, and then you have the comptroller that they just tried to put in place. The communists.
Yeah, that went down in flames.
What are they doing about our money, dude?
Printing.
So, my Robinhood account, all I'm seeing is fucking red lines going down. No, yeah, even my crypto.
Everybody's buying, so there's a lot of money on there.
If everyone was buying, it'd be going up.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to sell if it's going down. I mean, that's how it works. The more people that want to sell something, the less it's worth. Right? Yeah. The more people want to buy something, the more it's worth.
You want to get out of your buying whatever you, I mean, selling whatever you can and buy some hard assets. So, you know, you'll be in better
property.
Gold.
Silver. I've still got a couple pounds of silver.
Oh, the what else can you buy? Farming. People are always gonna get hungry.
Property is the biggest thing you can buy right now.
Yeah,
ever.
All the farmland.
Yeah, Bill Gates bought it all, didn't he?
Yeah.
Before
Bill Gates. There we go. Let's go down this rabbit hole. We talked about this a little bit last week.
Yeah.
Bill Gates bought all the farmland in this country. That includes a cattle farm for beef. He's also told us that we should be eating bugs and vegetables. It tastes like beef instead of beef.
So only elites can eat beef.
Yeah, well, he right now he can literally take it away from you. When was the last time either one of you bought beef?
Honestly, all this beef come from Brazil.
There's a lot of beef farms in the United States, or there were anyway.
Yeah, but it's cheaper to get it from Brazil.
Yeah.
They were having an issue.
Depending on what you're buying.
Yeah, the slaughterhouse is owned by Brazilians, so the Brazilian, they buy meat from Brazil. So they send that money back to Brazil. And a lot of American people were getting hurt by it, you know? Like where they had a meat shortage back in last year.
There's a meat shortage now. Look what beef cost, dude. I'm recently just bought some ground beef and I almost shit my pants at the cost of it. And I was like, ground beef is great. I can use it. But I was like, I want a steak. And I was like, I'm not paying that for a steak. I'm eating chicken.
Yeah, you can buy a cow from the farmer, and you just have to find somebody to slaughter for you.
I'm done. You gotta know a farmer. You gotta know all that.
No, you can go online.
I can do it.
You can go online right now.
I know people that do hogs and cows, and that's it.
Yeah,
there are places online you can buy a cow or half a cow, and they cut it into the steaks and the ground beef, and they ship it to you frozen.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can find alternative farmers and stuff, but it's going to be a little bit pricey, but, you know, at least you know what you're getting, you know?
And you got Smithfield right there in Virginia.
Yeah.
Well, actually, right next to you guys.
It's owned by Chinese.
Still a delicious ham, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
And they still make a Virginia ham.
Yeah.
I don't know if either one of you ever eaten a Virginia ham.
Nope.
They're packed in salt to preserve them.
Mm-hmm.
You can hang them up for like 5 years in your basement. If you want to cook it, you have to soak it in water for like 2 days, then drain the water and soak it in for 2 days to try to suck the salt out. But that's what they did way back in like the, 16 whatevers to preserve a pork.
The Spaniards did do that shit too.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to the next stock market shit here.
Inflation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk about that, inflation.
And that's crushing the small companies. You know, stocks too, but especially the guys that privately own their shit, you know? I think I brought it up to Brian before. I think it was after our last episode, but I invited a guy on the show who might show up between Christmas and New Year. He's an entrepreneur that's trying to survive with his business through the pandemic.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay.
Christmas in like 2 days.
Between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to make it Christmas. I'm going to be my in-law, so I don't know what time I'm going to show up.
Well, we'll see if he shows up. I don't know if it'll happen, but
no, I'm talking about myself.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. I was trying to get back on topic here. Let's just go straight to fucking. Let's go straight to San Diego. How's that?
What's going on?
The world's vagina.
I like vagina.
The world's vagina. You guys never seen
that? I think we all do. We're all married.
You guys never seen the what's the name of the Rob Burgundy?
Oh, good night, San Francisco, and go fuck yourselves.
No, San Diego.
A whale's vagina.
Yeah.
We all know it translates to a whale's vagina. I think it means Saint Diego. Agree to disagree. We may never know.
When in Rome.
Anyway, Antifa is finally being charged with something.
Jaywalking?
No. They're being charged seriously because they attacked a bunch of Trump supporters doing... Which, it says Trump supporters, which makes me think that it just meant people that disagreed with the left. Because there's a San Diego Union Tribune.
I think that's the only newspaper in San Diego. So.
Possibly, but they physically attacked, and they were all wearing their Black Book uniforms, and they physically attacked a bunch of people just peacefully assembling within your First Amendment right?
San Diego is red, actually.
It used to be. I think it's where, along with the rest of California, it's kind of going left.
No, I think San Diego's still red for
Antifa's. Yeah. Antifa doesn't show up in the far left districts. They show up in the middle of the road districts to beat them, to terrorize them into far left.
Hmm.
You're not going to see Antifa showing up in Dallas.
Okay.
Well, you see him showing up in places that are on the borderline. And then you show him, you tell him, this is what's going to happen if you don't agree with us. It's literal terrorism.
Okay.
Kill them all. Let God sort them out.
Move it down.
Anyway, what about this shit? The San Diego, they beat the shit out of a bunch of Trump supporters. It's some rally. They're actually being charged this time.
Nice.
Versus the group in, was it Portland or Seattle or whatever, that declared independence from the United States?
The Shad.
Yeah, and no one cared.
And look at how business is doing in Portland right now.
They're leaving.
Everybody's leaving Portland. Well,
wouldn't you?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you could afford to leave, you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm getting ready to file for a gun permit here.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Especially since because I bought.
Just a Native American, you're fear for your life.
Well, I'm more Native American than Elizabeth Warren is.
Thank God.
I know you guys read my Canadian thing. The Canadian lady.
She's my senator.
No. I talk about the Canadian lady,
the Aborigine committee or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, she Elizabeth Warren did. And I was like, oh, she, yeah. Hey, at least she got fired.
Yeah,
Elizabeth Warren's still a senator.
Yeah. Well, she didn't go to the stream. She didn't go, Elizabeth Warren haven't gone to the stream like this lady, portraying to be a Native America, dressing like a Native America, stuff like that.
Yeah, she was like a representative for the indigenous peoples.
The indigenous people, shit like that, yeah. And I don't know who the fuck she pissed off. That people were like, okay, this sounds kind of fishy. Let me look into it. And his sister?
Yeah, this smells like shit.
His sister, they show a picture of her sister? Blonde hair, blue eyes, like, what the fuck? Yeah, that's crazy. But anyways, what we got going on? LA?
I think that was it.
That was it.
The Purge detective?
Who?
Yeah, what exactly? What happened to the Purge thing? I think Brian accidentally highlighted one. But that's all right. That's not that big a deal. I see Ray's actually clicking on shit. I see it.
Nice.
Yeah, I was really towards
every once in a while he clicks on one.
Yeah, when I feel like being a productive member of society. Well,
there's a sheriff or a cop or whatever. That's
once in a while I get like a pop up. Once in a while, like I get a little window, like, wait, what are you talking about?
No, it's like, oh, dude, you're drunk, dude.
Yeah, I guess I am.
So, well, we can talk about this LA thing, the Purge. Basically, it was like a sheriff or a cop or a detective, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Who said, how we're not allowed, we can arrest these people, but they're going to be let out tomorrow because that's the policy.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's that go out and commit as much crime as you want. And he told tourists not to come to the area.
Yeah, you guys posted that at the last minute.
Well, actually, he made a point saying, like, tourists, don't come here. We cannot protect you. But anyway, before we kick off the show, unless you guys have something to talk about on this, because I got a feeling it was a nothing thing. But if you have something to talk about, I'm willing. I'm interested.
Let me see what's going on out there.
While you're figuring this out, Brian and I talked about possibly cutting the show in half and doing it twice a week.
Ooh, I don't know if I can do that.
Not necessarily, but no one clicks on a 3-hour show.
Yeah, that's the thing about the show. Like, unless you do intermediate, take it like a break, you know, come back, like, you know, like cut the show in half.
Well, that's why possibility too.
Huh?
Take it like a little.
Show. We could do the show on one day and like split it up into two.
Just cut it into two pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like, hey, let's take a break, you know, come back. Especially with Brian's fucking liver side.
Peeing
you know?
All the time.
Yeah, well, that's like, all about the cheese for this.
Brian, we call it the Brian break. You know, take a break from the microphone.
Well, we'll figure it out. Let's cut the recording. Let's cut the live feed and bullshit for a couple of minutes. Maybe if we get some donations someday, we can set up a website and have a members only backstage thing. Exactly.
After our show, yeah.
Exactly. What we're about to do after all this shit. It's up to Brian to do all this. Oh, I'm the host because Brian left, and apparently we're still live then.
Oh, we didn't talk about the two Democrats crossing over for the Republican vote.
What was that?
The Democrats, Joe Manchin and...